Hello.
Hi.
This is the first episode of our podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Odd Girls Out.
That's an important
thing that I should probably tell you. Yes. The name of our podcast is Odd Girls Out, but if you're listening to it, you probably already know that because you clicked on it.
Or not.
Or maybe you don't, but it's called Odd Girls Out, and my name is LaShia.
And I'm Elena.
This is what we are going to do, is talk shit about stuff.
About everything.
About everything, and tell you what it's like to be weird and black and awkward and kind of how this intro is as a real life person.
I'm just gonna chuckle in the background.
I know, she's gonna apparently leave me hanging here.
I am gonna leave you hanging. So yeah, we're gonna talk about what it's like to be a weird girl. Not necessarily a weird black girl.
Sometimes a weird black girl.
Sometimes a weird black girl.
Mostly just a weird girl.
A weird girl. A weird person in general.
A weird person.
We're not gonna leave the dudes out.
Yeah, all the weird dudes are definitely invited to the party.
I'm just gonna talk about things that we're into.
Yeah, like music and snacks.
Snacks.
Mostly snacks.
I'm snacking. I'm not snacking boys. Right now, but I'm drinking a very large Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
That's disgusting.
It is.
Just so you know, I'm ashamed of you.
It's delicious, though.
And we're gonna talk about pop culture sometimes, if I feel like it, but I'm not that interested in that.
Yeah, and when we get angry, we'll talk about politics,
yeah,
and race.
And when we feel like being in a bad mood for the rest of our night and exactly. Or week.
We feel like ruining all of your nights.
Yeah, if you want a black cloud of sorrow and pain, we'll talk about politics. And tell the occasional dick joke, mostly.
A lot of dick jokes. Let's not front. There's going to be a lot of dick jokes.
Yeah, a lot of dick jokes.
So yeah. You probably want to know who's talking at you.
Yeah.
Or not. But we're going to tell you anyways because we like talking about ourselves.
Yeah, self-centeredness has beget something.
Yeah. I mean, to have a blog or a podcast or anything, you gotta be pretty into yourself.
Yeah,
and we're pretty into ourselves.
Yeah. We are. Well, I'm LaShia. I like maths, mostly.
Maths, because I like the maths.
Yeah, like I watch a lot of British television, so I like to call it maths. I like wasting my whole entire afternoon on Tumblr. And I occasionally go out and tell dick jokes in real life, instead of just on this.
On the internet.
Just on the internet. And, I don't know. What else do I like? My cat, his name's Oscar.
He'll be making an appearance.
I'm sure he will, because he's a demon cat. And
he'll probably just fucking knock over a microphone
probably.
With his tail.
He definitely tried to kill Elena, Yellow Thug Life. The guy who tried to snatch a wig. He's got one eye that's scratched out because he is a street cat. And he's from the garbage. Much like his namesake, Oscar the Grouch. He's terribly mean. But I love him very much. I like to sing Rod Stewart directly into his face.
He doesn't like that.
He does not enjoy it. What else about me? I'm a lady. I'm a lady of leisure sometimes. Mostly.
That's your aspiration.
Only in, I'm aspirationally a lady of leisure.
Me too.
We both are. And I spend a lot of time talking to my mother.
Yes. That's an important part.
That's an important part of my personality.
It's a very important part of being a weird black girl in general. It's like a really insecure attachment to your mother.
Yeah, a terribly dysfunctional, overly codependent relationship with your mother is like 90% of what makes you, what gives you your weird black girl superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sort of almost Grey Garden-esque situation with your mother.
That's honestly gonna be my life, so.
That's my mom's dream relationship. She said neighbors, but I can read between the lines.
Yeah.
And by neighbors, she means, pool like, house. She means living in my, shed. Like, she was to live inside of me. Like, she told me that if she dies, let me explain my mother to you. She told me that if she dies, she wants me to wear her ashes in a vial around my neck so she can go everywhere with me.
Oh, shit.
She's incredibly creepy, and I'm leaving her on a mantle.
Yeah.
For shoresies.
Yeah. Until Oscar fucking gets in
it. Until my cat dips his paw in it and knocks it over, and spills my mom all over the carpet, then she's going to the dirt devil.
She's gonna live inside your cat.
Yeah, then she can live inside Oscar and go wherever he goes, which is under the kitchen sink. All day.
Or the garbage.
Or sometimes to sit in the bathtub and try to lift up the bath mat.
Oh. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, that did. I apologize.
I'm Elena. I'm a librarian. That's pretty much what you need to know about me. I'm a pretty stereotypical librarian.
Yeah.
I like cardigans. I wear cat-eye glasses.
We both are cardigan people. I think that's what bonded us.
It's a certain type of person.
There's a very specific cardigan-wearing person.
I'm wearing a very large cardigan.
A cardigan around my waist, also very large. I tied it around my waist like it's 1993.
That's the best.
And my name is Stephanie Tanner.
Stephanie Tanner.
I got my Tanner
style
going.
Icon.
Style icon. Can we just talk about how my entire summer wardrobe is based off of dressing like I'm on an early 90s sitcom or the mid to early 90s movies such as Empire Records and The Craft. Yeah, this is my entire fashion aspirations and goals. I watched a few episodes of The Babysitter's Club the other day, just for a few pointers.
All right, back to me.
Back to Elena.
I like books.
She likes books.
I like crafts.
Yeah.
Very crafty. I like...
Excuse me.
Snacks. I don't have a cat. I do have a crazy mother.
Yeah.
What else? Pretty boring.
You're not boring. You're a fun time. She's good at planning out a fun time.
I'm good at planning. I'm a planner. I'll plan your life. If you want a life planner, fucking hire me.
Yeah.
Pay me more than what I'm making now.
You should see those spreadsheets she makes for Bonnaroo. She is the reason we get through vacation.
They're
immaculate.
A1.
They're a source of great joy and organization. Exactly. And they are very helpful when I am out of my mind on drugs.
I have a plan for when she's on drugs.
She's a good caretaker if you want to do drugs.
I will make sure you don't stay the fuck out of trouble.
Yeah, she'll keep you from getting arrested. You'll wake up in a bed. She's good.
I swear a lot. If you can't tell.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad words. A lot of dick jokes. I think I said shit in like the first 12 seconds of this podcast.
Whatever.
Shit's
a great word.
There's going to be curse words.
A blog. I am very single. I don't like boys. They're gross. I don't like girls either. I still like anybody.
Yeah.
I'm a misanthrope.
She's lovely. She loves me. I'm her baby.
I love my boo, Lucia.
It's my boo. I have a very complicated relationship with all men. Yes. Generally, that's all I'll say about it.
Relationship.
I have a relationship with all men because I think I am one, and I also want to sleep with all of them.
I don't want anything to do with most men.
But I also don't want a penis anywhere near me most of the time.
Yeah.
My mind wants to have sex with every man.
Yes.
But my body wants to have sex with no men.
Thank you.
That's what's going on with me.
It's like, you're thinking, that's probably a really nice looking penis.
No, I don't even think about that. I'm like, that, yeah, I guess it's just like, meh, I guess I don't know how I feel
but
about
it. But I feel like it's a lot of work engaging with the penis.
Yeah, I feel like all the words that comes out of the face of the penis I want to engage with will make me want to punch the face.
Isn't there, like, there's, like, a gif of, like, a Mindy Project thing where she's just like, my body is very attracted to your body. Then my mind is like,
yeah,
no.
That's how I feel about all the boys on the world that I ever talked to. They're all, like, Especially when you're around a lot of comedian boys. They're like, I don't get it. Why don't girls like me? It's like, because you're the worst. You're literally the worst. Everything you've said is terrible.
There are two types of people who are comedians. Like, they're the people that are just kind of, like, naturally funny and cool. And they're the people that are trying so fucking hard. And they're just, it's just a type. I don't even know how to describe it.
Oh, God.
Difficult. But I've spent a lot of time around comedians, even before Lashia was diving into comedy. I used to go to a lot of comedy, and it's just tryhards.
It's a lot.
That, like, didn't get enough attention as a kid, so they just, like, laugh at me.
I didn't get any attention as a kid, and so I created my own entire universe of, like, television. So this is just, like... Like, my whole life is a show in my brain, because I feel like interacting with most people, we're all just kind of faking it.
Yeah.
Only I'm a little bit more scripted.
If we're all faking it, you might as well just...
Yeah, you might as well put on a show.
Exactly.
So, because, I mean, when you... Like, I work retail sometimes, and it's like, well, this is weather we're having, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You gotta have a conversation with people, so I just go...
That is also my life.
Yeah.
But while I'm saying these things, in my mind, I'm thinking, like,
Your whole world is stupid, and I want you to be dead. Most of the time, I'm just thinking how I want to, like, ruin your life. Like, all the ways. I just think of horrible things, just terrible. While I talk to you about the weather and Miley fucking Cyrus, I'm just like, all I think about is ways that I would burn down your home and salt the earth.
Like, that's
in a real... violent and very specific descriptive way, which is probably terrible, but it gets me through the day and entertains me beyond belief.
Nice.
It's a lot of Acme Anvil situations happening in my brain, like
turning into accordions.
People turn into accordions quite a bit in my head, and I'm like,
or they're flattened, and you can, like,
I can flatten people them off out, the and they, road. You know, when, like, they get, another truck goes by, and they, like, float down, like, a piece of paper off off a tall ledge. That happens to a lot
I'm
of
I'm really animated, men. So this is the wrong
Yeah, there's a lot of hand motions you don't get to see that happen, but, yeah.
Hmm. We should probably talk about how we know each other.
Yeah.
This is a really great story. We're both from... the same college town.
Yeah.
We both were in the, you know, hanging out in the same places.
I know literally everyone.
She literally knows everyone.
Because, okay, when I first started college, I would knock on strangers' doors and introduce myself like I was running for social director of an entire 20,000 campus college. So, and then I would go to parties and I got a nickname... called Wrecking Ball at some point along the way. I was a lot of fun. I'm a great party favor. And you just get to meet a lot of people who have incredibly embarrassing memories of you. So, I was at some event.
Well, it was several instances where me and my friend Brad would just be out and about. And there would be this loud fucking black girl there. And she'd be running into people, and Brad insisted that, like, she was running into him on purpose. He's like, that girl, she always runs into me. And I don't get it. He's like, is it because I'm just so tall? People always run into me, and she always runs into me. And I'm like, I don't know. She's obnoxious. It's like,
ugh. Yeah, and I am obnoxious. She was
I also recall, you know, how on OkCupid used to tell you, like, this person's similar to you. Except, like, they're more this or more that. She would always come up, like, on that, like, this person's similar to you, except, and I'm like, that bitch, like, whatever. And so, there was, like, one instance where, like, one of her friends and one of my friends were having this, like, awkward flirtation, and so we, like, sort of, like,
talked for
a minute, and I'm like, yeah, I guess she's not that bad. And then we were at the Zephyr one night, which was, like...
The bar.
The only acceptable bar.
One bar you can go to if
you're, like, a weird kid.
If you don't want to hear, like, Top 40 the whole night, it's, like, the only place to really go.
And then we were out on the patio, and she just, like, just started talking to me. Like, there was no, like, introductory phase. You're like, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, alright.
That's why I know everybody in Kent, if you didn't know.
Exactly.
It's like, I know everybody ever, because I, I'll just start talking to you.
I know.
On my profile, it says having deep, meaningful conversations with strangers. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
Yeah. We're the same person.
She doesn't run into me as much anymore.
I do still run into her occasionally because I am clumsy and I fall a lot. Mostly on my face.
Yeah.
And my hands.
But we are very similar. We're both left-handed.
We're both Arieses?
Yeah.
We're both Hanson fans?
Yes.
We're
both fans of very bad music.
We're fans of the exact same things a lot of the time.
We both like Hello Kitty a lot.
Yeah, we both have a lot of Hello Kitty in our homes. And
there's other things.
We had other things.
We have the same mother.
We have the same horrible little edie, big edie, Grey Gardens relationship with our mothers.
Although, I mean, if you're going to be one of the Edies, Little Edie is the way to go.
Little Edie is pretty
She great. Had some looks.
She pulled off some real great headscarf looks, and I will incorporate them into my summer styling. If I go on some sort of tropical vacation, trying to get a boy to take me literally everywhere. So...
But then you gotta hang out with Centauri.
Just for looks. Just to take me for looks. And I want him to have business to do, like Pretty Woman, minus the prostitution. I would like to be a Richard Gere type.
Well, she is obsessed with Pretty Woman.
Okay, Pretty Woman and the movie The Toy raised me as into an adult. It gave me a love of luxury that I can't afford. It gave me a real, pretty simple breakdown of racism, and apparently you can solve it with go-karts. If you ruin a clan picnic, that's all I learned. And I learned that if you do not graduate high school, you have to become a prostitute. So I made sure to do that. I don't know what anybody else learned from Pretty Woman, except that I wanted to go to fancy hotels and I didn't want to be a prostitute.
So those are excellent lessons.
Yeah, it's kindled my love of math because it worked in mergers and acquisitions. I was like, those are mathy things. I'll do math. Because I was like, I'm definitely not going to do prostitution.
No.
So, lesson learned there.
I don't think I had some movie that resonated with me as much as a child.
Oh, and the movie The Big Green was a big third. Steve Gutenberg.
I watched probably a lot of. I watched that a lot. I watched a lot of Mighty Ducks. A lot Exactly. A lot of Casper. Anything with Devon Sawa.
I used to be in love with Devon Sawa.
I still am.
Okay, the first boy who I ever loved was probably Jensen Ackles when he was on Dark Angel.
We've had this conversation so many times. It always ends up with me, like, with my head in my hands.
It was a pretty intense love affair because it continues until today with me rewatching all, like, nearly 200 episodes of Supernatural, just, like, putting that shit in the spank bank for really. Because I love his face, and I want it on my face. Make it out. But he's married with a baby. So I'm going to invent some elaborate lifestyle in which I can cast him in a movie opposite me so that I can put my face on his face and get it out of my system.
That's a good plan. Because
that's all I've wanted since I was 13, and I demand satisfaction.
He's not doing it for me. I feel like this has devolved into a list of reasons why we're weird.
Yeah.
And so I feel like...
Tangents, that's going to happen a lot. Just get used to it.
But I feel like maybe we should talk about what exactly makes one a weird black girl.
Oh, all kinds of things.
All kinds of things. If you...
Every girl... I like to believe that inside of every black girl, even the most normal... run-of-the-mill black girl is a weird black girl. Something about you is strange.
Yes.
Stop making me feel weird every time I talk just because I have no swag. I'm swaggerless.
If you sound like us, you probably...
Yeah. It sounds like a hate crime when I say the N-word. So clearly. It's just not for me.
Like nigger with a hard R.
Yeah, with a hard R.
Childish Gambino would say. There'll be a lot of quoting Childish Gambino.
Just in case, you can't see this, I definitely made a cross like I'm a Catholic when she said Childish Gambino, as if that was some sort of holy thing, which is what's wrong with me, part of it. not particularly religious, quite anti-religious, so you're going to hear all sorts of mean things about the Bible. Yeah. Not particularly. Yeah, I try not to fucking shit on everything, but I can't be fucking with the Bible.
I have some beef with the Bible.
Yeah, we got beef with the Bible.
What else makes us weird? Having beef with the Bible.
Having beef with the Bible makes you a weird black girl. Because people assume that, oh, I have no rhythm. She has rhythm. I have no rhythm. So people assume that I have rhythm. And I also have no ass. I have no rhythm and no ass and no swag. I got
all the rhythm and ass.
She's got all that rhythm and ass, but she's got no swag either. So no. We got no swag.
Reading.
Read a lot of books.
Read a lot of books, but not like Eric Jerome Dickey. Right?
If we're not reading Waiting to Exhale or Omar Tyree. Exactly. Not reading a lot of Omar Tyree, but I am reading a lot of books.
If you like to listen to Hanson or other such things.
If you're black and you listen to a lot of podcasts and or books on tape.
Fuck yeah.
You're probably a weird black girl. If you are in any sort of sci-fi fandom.
Yeah.
You're definitely a weird black girl.
You watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah.
As I do.
Yeah, I watch a lot of cartoons. I'm watching Batman the Animated Series. Get at me. That is the greatest show ever.
Bob's Burgers.
Watching that too.
Tina Belcher is my spirit animal.
She is great. Yeah, I watch a lot of television. I power watch it, as I like to call it.
I can't do that.
Because I'll write, but I can't just, like, write. I have to have TV on, so I'll just watch, like, 7 hours of Supernatural and, like, write
a book. If you really like Supernatural,
I do. I
you
like might it a be lot. A
weird black girl, or you are on Tumblr a lot.
I spend a lot of time on Tumblr. There's a lot of cat pictures. My Tumblr is, like, 72% cat pictures, and then, like, 28% luxury.
I'm starting to feel like Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
You might be a redneck.
You might be a weird black girl if you have two types of agave nectar in your house. Yeah. And you just had a 10-minute conversation about why you couldn't find your honey. Or like
a 10-minute conversation about what disgusting buckwheat honey is.
Buckwheat honey or any sort of... If you're having any sort of lengthy discussion that involves complaining about different types of nectars and or like non
things to sweeten your tea and smoothies with.
Yeah, then you're probably a weird black girl. If you're juicing, probably amazing. A weird black girl.
I love a good juice.
All weird black girls are like, oh, I'm gonna try that cleanse.
Yes. If you're thinking about going on a cleanse in the near future. If you go to yoga,
if you anything you do that is a way first world problem-y. All your first world problems
if you make... go to music festivals and hula hoop.
Yeah. If you go to music festivals and lay in the ground and yell, hoop at me!
If you go to music festivals in general that aren't like Essence Music Festival, freak thick.
Rude.
Essence
Jazz
What?
I love it.
What?
If you have a subscription to Essence and then you go, I don't know why I did this.
Do you?
I do.
Oh my goodness.
I just give them to my grandma.
Cause I read like, Essence like when I'm in the bathroom with my grandparents.
Yeah, that's where all my Essence magazines are. I got a free subscription.
Black grandparents.
You just give it to
them. They don't actually read Essence. They just like to have it around.
Yeah, they just like to have it around. Just like it's a dentist waiting office. They're like, I never take these.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know me.
You might be a weird black girl if most of the other black kids in your high school hated you.
Yeah, generally... If you just look like you told the teacher, like
if you look like a snitch,
I look like a snitch, but I'm not.
Your family gets pissed off at you because they don't think you're dating the right people,
yeah. If the only people hitting on you are weird white dudes, you're probably a weird black girl.
Mm-hmm.
If the only people hitting on you is like weird white dudes and just black dudes who are like, why would you even want to you have nothing to talk to me about. Because they just want to fuck anybody. Dang. Then you're probably a weird black girl. Because you probably have no swag. Like, because they just go, that one looks weak.
She'll succumb to my succumb to my...
Yeah, but I won't. Penis. That's the problem. But at the same time, you have, like, so much self-esteem for no reason, except that you're just like, I'm pretty sure everybody's wrong.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I'm they smarter are wrong. Than a
you're right. They people. Are wrong. You are smarter. You're pretty sweet. And everyone seems kind of weird.
What else?
What else? Oh, guess what we talk about, where are we? Let's see.
We have an outline made by me, naturally.
Yeah, if you have an outline for your podcast that you have to, check with, you are
you have outlines about most things.
Yeah, I do.
So, what you can expect from this lovely podcast, you've noticed tangents, expect a lot of tangents.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to talk at you every week.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk, and hopefully we'll have guests and interview people and make them very uncomfortable.
My weird comedian friends and our weird friends in general.
Yes.
And anybody else who we can think to talk to and ask inappropriate questions.
Exactly. Anyone that wants to listen to us make dick jokes.
Dick jokes.
We're going to go on field trips.
Yeah.
Field trips.
We love field trips. We will have you guys fill out your permission slips if you would like to come to any of the field trips with us. We're trying to open up our world and see some stuff and go do some fun stuff. Yeah, we'll show you the world like it's a freaking Aladdin.
Yes.
Only less racist.
A little less racist.
A little bit more racist too, though. Sometimes.
I don't know.
With the mood
Aladdin's, like, one of my favorite Disney movies. It's pretty fly.
It's because Princess Jasmine is...
She was, like, the closest to, like, a black girl that you got in, like, the early 90s.
It really was. You took what you could get. Which, I don't know. Just, here's a quick tangent. I think the reason I have any self-esteem at all is because there were no black women really on television. So... Like, you didn't have some terrible example of, like, what it was like to be.
That's true.
So it was just, like, I just turned out crazy.
No, see, I got my example from, I feel like...
Except for, the obstacles.
Realistic, like, portrayal of just, like, fucking normal, like, middle-class black kids was A Different World.
Yeah.
And I grew up on that show, so I feel like that informed... A lot of
yeah, it, I liked it too, but I also was like, "But why don't any of the black kids I know talk to me?" Like I wanted it to be my life, except that all of my friends were like,
"My aunt wanted to know why I didn't want to go to like a historically black college." I'm like, "If it's not like Hillman, fuck that."
Yeah, that school seemed great.
Exactly.
Marissa Tomei went for some reason.
I know
this was all comfortable.
It's like white affirmative action.
I know. White affirmative. That's what I want to see, is some white affirmative action when we're like, oh, we gotta get some of these white people back on TV.
I know. I want Dwayne Wayne to be my husband.
Yeah.
I just want the math.
I just want his outfits.
He had awesome glasses.
I just want his glasses, actually. Like, I wanted less of the people and more of their costumes.
No, I wanted the people.
I did want the people a little bit, but I mostly wanted the costumes.
They're one of them. They're all my friends in my mind.
Yeah, I just got to borrow their clothes in my mind. Like, the only reason I wanted to be friends with these people is so I could, like, wear the same outfits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to host my own late night show, which I still do. And that's my...
It'll happen someday.
One day, when I take over the Tonight Show... It's gonna be a shit show.
Watch out who hosts that shit now. Jimmy Fallon. Watch out, Jimmy.
No.
She's coming for you.
No, I'm just gonna host a show. I'm gonna host a late night show on like HBO so I can say the fuck word.
So not you can feel make bad. Dick jokes
so lot. I can make real dick jokes, like real good ones, and like go like this and not feel, like, oh, I'm making an ejaculation motion, which is my number one hand gesture. I would like to be a hologram on my tube.
We need to have a sound effect for when you're making that gesture, just so everyone
knows. Yeah, like a boing, so you know that I'm making a jerk off with my hand motion, because
we'll work on that.
How I describe most of my life is in that hand motion, because life is a big jack off.
We'll work on that.
So
yeah, mostly it's just gonna be us bullshitting and making each other and eating snacks.
Snacks! I don't know what snacks I have. Oh, I brought cheesecake.
Sweet. I had Taco Bell before we started.
I know. I got us a little snacky, a little dessert. I had Burger King. We both are going on a cleanse. We'll make an episode about that sometime.
When we're both fucking crazy and
stuff. Yeah, we're going to be so hungry and unhappy. Yeah, but I'm turning 27 in a month, which makes me full of anxiety and ready to be an adult. I already know what I'm getting you for your birthday, and I'm very excited about it, because it is going to make you very excited. One, it's a food. Two, it's awesome. Three, I had to commission it.
Sweet.
Three.
Meanwhile, I'm making, the Home Alone face.
Yeah.
About turning.
It's okay. It's going to be a good year, buddy.
It's the last year of my 20s. It's the year of frivolity.
Yeah.
As I've deemed it.
This is the year of frivolity. For me, it's the year of, it's the beginning of the end, I've decided. It's
the beginning of the, that sounds really final.
I was like, meh, I guess maybe I won't get stoned every day.
Not every day.
No. I mean.
It's still an important part of the day.
It's right up there with, 4 to 5 servings of, vegetables, right?
It's a vegetable.
5 to 7. Is that how many you're supposed to have? That's too much fucking food. That's why I juice.
That's a lot of roughage.
That's why I juice. All that roughage.
We've talked about juicing so much. We're just gonna have to have an episode about juicing.
Yeah, we're gonna have an episode about juicing. We're gonna go to yoga. High five.
Yoga.
We're gonna have an episode about all the first world boring shit that we do.
I know.
And how hilarious it is.
I know.
The follies.
Alright.
Yeah.
I think that's it. So, I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up.
We're gonna try and record some more.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for listening. Our next episode is gonna be all about the Bonnaroo lineup.
Our favorite field trip we're going on.
Yes.
So email us if you're going on that field trip as well.
Be our friend.
We're probably going to have bratwurst and they'll give me heartburn.
Yes. Like last time. We'll have snacks.
I packed a good snack. First Bonnaroo item I bought was a skewer for kebabs. So you know where my priorities are. Glamping.
So email us at oddgirlsoutgirlswithu@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at oddgirlsoutgirlswithu. And
you can follow me on Twitter on her.
Yep, follow Lashia at
LashiaB. Just the letter, not the animal.
And follow me at Snarky Brown Girl. I think that's it.
Yeah.
So until next time.
Suck my dick. I'm just kidding.
All right.
JK, love you.
Bye.
Lie last. Love you like a sister.
Bye.
Bye.